Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? You know, Tell Us Something is a lot of work. I'm just one guy, and I do everything from recruiting storytellers and coaching them on their stories, marketing to get butts in seats at the live events, producing and emceeing the live events, relationship building with the sponsors, editing and producing the podcast, and soon editing and producing the YouTube videos. I also manage the website, the social media accounts, and, well, all of the other office work that goes along with helping people get their stories heard. I need your help to be able to keep doing this. Go to tellussomething.org and click donate now. Your donation is tax deductible. You have the opportunity to help right now with the tax deductible donation. Go to tellussomething.org and click donate now. You will be directly supporting the important work of helping storytellers get their stories heard. Go to tellussomething.org and click donate now. Donate early and donate often. Please, the annual Tell Us Something online fundraising event. Please press pause right now. I'll wait for you. Thank you. This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on March 21st, 2017 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana. 8 storytellers shared their story based on the theme, Don't Look Back. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Mark Moss and is titled Transformation. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Wow. So nervous. I really am nervous. In January of 2011, I was starting to learn how Twitter works, and I'm still trying to figure that out, if anyone wants to teach me. A guy named Patrick Dugans, I wish I remember what his handle was. I think it's Pat Dugans, at Pat Dugans. He was gathering groups of people to share true personal stories on the stage over at the Badlander. And he was calling his event Missoula Moth. And I have been a public speaker for most of my adult life. I was a teacher in Ohio for a while. I was a park ranger in Yellowstone National Park and gave presentations to large groups of tourists, visitors. And I was a salesman for a while. And so I'm used to speaking in public, but I've never told my own story before. In fact, I thought I didn't have a story, but I signed up anyway to be a part of Missoula Moth that night in January. And I asked Pat if it was okay if I told my dad's story about how he met and fell in love with my mom in the first person as if I was my dad. Because it was a story I knew I wouldn't fuck up, because I had grown up hearing it so many times. And he said, well, I guess you could try that. Because it was the first time and he needed storytellers. And so I did it. And I got really drunk because I was really nervous. And that is the number one thing to not do. Okay? I'm here to tell you. Do not get drunk and try to tell a story. It's a bad idea. But I pulled it off. And it was the first time as an adult that I felt listened to and heard. Because they were listening to me, not what I was saying about geothermal pools and calderas and do you want to buy a portrait package or any of that. That was one of my jobs. I'll tell that story someday. And I fell in love with it. I felt empowered. I felt confident. I felt loved. And I wanted to do it again, sober this time. So Pat was somehow insanely doing this monthly. And the bar was full. And the bar was quiet. He also didn't have a theme. He didn't vet his storytellers. And he didn't have a time limit. So the stories sometimes went on for a really long time. And the Amsterdam story, right? I went to Amsterdam. It was awesome. I don't have any idea or any details as to why it was awesome, but I'm going to tell you that it was awesome for 20 minutes. There were stories like that. But so in February, I told a story about finding a dildo in a bush on my way to work. And I'm driving down the road. And wait, what? And I had two jobs at the time. I worked in a funeral home during the day, and I washed dishes at a restaurant similar to Ruby's Cafe at night. And so the next morning, after I got out of the funeral home, I grabbed some gloves and a bag, and I was driving along, and I'm hoping that it's still there, and it was. But that is a different story. The following month, I told a story about quitting a job. And in April, I told a story. I can't remember what it was about. And then Missoula Moth ended. And I thought, we should keep this going. And I spoke to some of the other storytellers, and they said, yeah, we should keep this going. This is great. And I said, when are we going to do it again? And no one returned my emails or answered my phone calls. And so I just kind of thought it was going to be the end of it. And so the art museum, Missoula Art Museum, called Patrick Dugans, who now lives in Bozeman, and said, hey, we want you to do Missoula Moth at the art museum for Artini. And Pat said, you know, Mark really likes this. I don't live in your town anymore. You should call Mark. And so they did. And I said, yes, I'll do it. And I'm going to tighten it up. And it's basically what you see right now. 10 minute stories, limited number of tellers, theme. I also knew that I wanted this to be a long-term event. And I wanted to not have to fight New York City over the name. So the website crashed, and I had nothing to do with that. I didn't have any of the login information at the time. Nick Shantz did, and he said, I don't have time for this. He emailed me all the credentials. I rebuilt the website. Hey, Nick. I wasn't sure if you were here. Thanks for your support, though. Thanks for being here tonight. Nick was one of the guys who told a story at the Badlander too, so I'm trying to get him back up here someday. Anyway, so I rebuilt the website in a CMS I had no idea how to use. And one thing I knew, like I said, I didn't want to fight New York City, you know, after building something up. So I linked to themoth.org from my website. And I know that someone at the Moth, that it's their job to look at analytics and figure out where all of this traffic is coming from and when, and all of a sudden they're getting all this traffic from Missoula, Montana. And I get an email from Maggie Sino, and she says, you know, we really need to talk. And then I got a call from Joan. I can't remember what her last name is, but she was the executive director of the Moth at the time. And she said, please call me. And at the time I smoked cigarettes. And so I called her, and I'm chain smoking, so nervous. And she says, you know, you really need to change the name. And I said, I have an event coming up in a couple of weeks, and I've got posters all over town, and that would be really confusing for me to change the name before the event comes, so I can't do it. And she's like, you have to do it. I said, then you're going to have to send me a letter. And she said, do you know that we're a nonprofit? And I said, yeah. And she said, you're going to make me get some lawyers? And I said, yeah, because you're a nonprofit, I know how much money you make. So she sent me a cease and desist letter. And the opening night of the time that I took over Missoula Moth, we changed the event and called it Tell Us Something. Because I wanted it to be an inviting name. I wanted people to come and listen to their community share stories. What I didn't want was people to come and listen to some big name share a story, because we do have some big names in Missoula. I don't want somebody to say, are you going to tell us something tonight? Yes, because Pat Williams is going to share a story, and I love Pat. Are you going to tell us something tonight? No, because, you know, Mark Moss is sharing a story, and that guy's a jerk. No, I wanted to keep it anonymous so that people would come and listen to their community share stories. And that is a huge jump, a huge leap of faith that I was taking with the community to say, are you going to do this? Thank you so much for catching me and for coming out every night. I I can't do this without you. And I really, really am in love with you for coming out and listening to each other share stories. Yeah. 2 years ago, I quit my full-time job, my cushy, stable job, to do this full-time. And that is when I stopped looking back. Thank you so much for being here. The last thing I want to say is I try when I'm up here to not have this be about me, because it's not. It's about the storytellers and their stories. Because somebody dropped out tonight, I jumped up and I got a chance to do something that I really love. And so thanks for giving me that opportunity so much.
Thanks, Mark. Hey, that's me. I have lived in Missoula, Montana for 15 years and am the founder of Tell Us Something. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, The Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, The Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building and has become a destination for nationally touring musicians. TheWilma.com. CabinetParts.com. The number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. The Good Food Store. Supporting Western Montana farmers and ranchers for almost 50 years, The Good Food Store supports the local folks creating their own beer, salsa, baked goods, ice cream, and more. The Good Food Store is a passionate supporter of Missoula nonprofits, supporting multiple organizations, events, and fundraisers every year. Learn more at goodfoodstore.com. Missoula Broadcasting Company. Missoula Broadcasting Company is locally owned and operates 4 radio stations. The Trail 103.3, Missoula's quality rock and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music. Jack FM 105.9, playing what they want. U 104.5 FM, your at-work listening station. And ESPN 102.9, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom, modern, or mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He's at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there, and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. You can always friend up with him on Facebook, because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Enlighten Lab Float Center. Enlighten Lab Float Center is a spa featuring sensory deprivation or floating as a wellness therapy. Unplug, reset, and recharge in their state-of-the-art float tanks. Learn more at EnlightenLab.com. That's EnlightenLab.com. Find. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana, that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. For the most up-to-date information about Tell Us Something and upcoming events, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe to the podcast. And don't forget about the annual Tell Us Something fundraiser going on right now. You can directly support the important work of helping storytellers get their stories heard at the live events, via the podcast, and at the YouTube channel. Help us out during the annual Tell Us Something online fundraising event going on right now through May 5th. Podcast listeners, donate now. Go to tellussomething.org to donate. Thank you so much.